Hey, what's up? This is your girl, Coach Vita, your most favorite health, wellness, and fitness coach with OnQ LLC, OnQ Fitness. And we are finally back with 2024 new episode, Finding Your Health Balance in 2024. And I have my special friend back with me. What's going on?
Yeah, what's going on, y'all? This is Rennie. You know, since we're talking about favorites, just say what it is.
Yes.
I know I'm y'all favorite guest, so just go ahead and say it. But yes, we back.
Yes, we're back. We're definitely back, and we're going to continue to bring content as much as we can. I appreciate all the supporters and listeners. I know it's been a while, but y'all stuck with me. I appreciate the countries that was listening to me. That is what's up. And like I said, we're going to definitely do better in 2024.
Yes.
So we're going to kick it off again. This is a health, wellness, and fitness podcast. You know, we got the struggles, denials, we got the funnies, but we're going to keep it real with you so you know what to expect. So definitely we're going to kick it off. And since we are in probably the eighth day of the new year of 2024, we're going to go ahead and chop it off with those New Year's resolutions.
Girl, these doggone New Year resolution. I'm let you go though. Go ahead.
Yeah. So, you know, of course, it's always the new me, new year cliche. You know how that goes. But yeah. So again, this year, topping it off with survey says that 2024, the top number one is improving fitness.
Yep.
And two come in with finances. You got to have finances for that. Mental health comes in on third. Mm-hmm. And fourth is also lose weight.
Mm-hmm. It's funny how didn't you lose weight used to be at the top?
Exactly. You know?
At the top, yeah. But is, you know what though? But it's actually good that it's not, because I think a lot of people just focus on that. And in order to lose weight, like there are other core factors that you have to fix
right
in order to lose weight. So it's good
absolutely
that we focus
right
on fitness and the mental health.
Mm-hmm.
Because that, you know, you get that back in line, then you know the losing weight part gonna come with it.
There you go. And that, you know, and mental health been playing a big role within the last year or so. It's, mm-hmm, it's been coming real strong. So definitely, you know, I agree with you. You know, improving fitness, at least you're saying you know something's going on with your body.
Yep.
And we got to continue to improve it, or we got to improve it instead of, like you said, focusing on just straight losing weight.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I definitely agree on that one. So with that being said, you know, how was your 2023 with, you know, like some struggles, denials about that type of journey?
My 2023?
Mm-hmm.
Oof. Okay, so we ain't got that long. But you want to talk about some trials and tribulations.
Yes.
2023 was a struggle. Hands down, it was a struggle. And it ended with me being laid off from work. So coming into 2024 is a struggle. And that's why I really like the focus on mental health.
Right.
Because right now, for me, that's definitely what I have to focus on, because that's what's going to get me through. Can't be negative.
Yes. Got to stay positive, right?
Got to stay positive. Can't be bitter.
Right.
Because, you know, life continues to move and we got things to do and we got responsibilities.
And you're absolutely correct. You're absolutely correct.
Yeah.
So, yeah, just definitely, you know, focusing on that and pushing forward with that, you
mm-hmm
know. Yeah, it, the same, you know, in 23andMe, you know, the main thing, I guess, with me is when it comes to stress, because that stress going to gain that weight.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, if you, you know, sitting at a particular job, you know, your job might be a sit down job so long, that weight will come on you so quickly. And
yeah,
if your life start getting busy, you know, yep, it just weight piles on quick at a blink of an eye. And then now you in the struggle of trying to get it back off or get where you want to be for you to feel comfortable. Because like I say, you don't want to not feel good on the inside, you know, internally.
Mm-hmm.
Because externally, yeah, you may look okay or be a part, but internally you breaking down.
Breaking down.
And when I tell you, girl, I was all up on this scale and I shouldn't have done it because that, you know, I teach that anyway, don't be on the scale. I swear that scale didn't move half of the time. It moved, then it felt like it went back up. I just threw that thing in the garbage.
So, girl, I was just about to say, you know, it's crazy. You know, we be mad at the scale.
Right.
And it ain't the scale fault. First of all, the post scale got I'm standing on it, so I know he ain't feeling too good right now. You know what I mean? Especially if I'm standing on that thing every day.
Right.
His back, you know what
right.
I mean? And we mad at the scale, and scale ain't got nothing to do with
it. Don't have nothing to do with it.
Nope.
And it's really mind over matter half of the time because, you know, we don't think about our own bodies of saying, hey, you know, maybe I am, might be losing something. I might be losing inches before, you know, pounds or, you know, the little stuff. We mad, like you said, at the scale because we looking at the numbers flip-flopping back and forth. And knowing we shouldn't even really be touching the scale every day, every other day, you know, but we just, our mindset tend to go back to it. Oh, let me see how much I lost. Let me see how much, you know, and then it goes back to, you know, that resolution that used to be at the top, lose weight.
Lose weight, yep.
So now just focusing on yourself, like you said, you know, self-care, a lot of, you know, self-talks, and now it's just improving on fitness. And like you said, the mental health. It just comes in natural. Say, hey, you know what? I know what I need to do. I know what I need to fix. And, you know, part of that also plays in the kitchen as well.
And, you know, it's funny. Me and my friend was talking about it yesterday. And I like the way he described it. He was like, man, our bodies is like a pyramid scheme. Because he's like, you got to have energy to, because I was telling him my main focus was getting my energy back up. Yeah, like you got to have energy in order to, you know, do the workouts. But you got to work out to have energy, and it's like a catch 22. But he was like, man, then he just started going into like, man, it's like a whole big pyramid scheme. And I was like, you know what? You're right. You're
right. Yeah. And that's where I think we got to come in. You know, like I said, we know what we got to do. So now we definitely got to come in and find that balance to still keep pushing, to get up, get motivated, to be motivated, you know, which brings to the other New Year's resolution for the fitness world. How long do you think this year around Americans will last? We're going to say probably like in the gym.
Oh, man. That's going to fall off probably like mid-February.
Okay. Well, that's longer then.
That's longer. And the reason I say that, whoo, all this chocolate about to be around. All this Valentine, I ain't gonna lie. I'm waiting for the dark chocolate, raspberry Dove.
Okay.
My doggone self.
Right. And,
you know, a bunch of people, we about to fall off.
Hey. Well, yeah. You know, February, hey, your guess, February is actually decent because this time around, you know, survey saying that it's up to a month. Versus them two weeks.
Yeah.
So at least it's lasted till February. Mm-hmm. You know, people may fall off. They might, you know, maybe 20% may hang in there for, you know, the 90-day period. But they fall off in, you know, in February. Then they're going to pick it back up because, you know, springtime coming.
Right.
It's going to fall into summer.
Ooh, yep.
And really, go ahead.
No, I said we're gonna be thinking about that bathing suit.
There it is. But the main thing right now, funny, the Gen Zs and X's are killing it right now in the gym. They're making the gym happen.
That's what's up.
So they, you know, now you looking at them and it's like, okay, I think I need to get my butt back in the gym, make sure I'm in the gym because they hopping around like Energizer bunnies in there.
Girl, that's just like in my neighborhood. I'm like, this is a doggone shame. You got all the you don't see no young people walking around. You see the older people.
Mm-hmm.
They out there getting their steps in, you know, doing their little runs, their jogs, and their walks. And you don't see not now young person out there at all. Like they
all in the gym actually. But too, I was at a gym a couple of days. I've been, you know, like I said, going back researching and going to the gyms and doing my own workouts at home. So, but, you know, I stepped out, you know, how it goes when COVID hit, it kind of fell off. But, but being in the gym, one of the gyms I visit, it actually was some older people, some elderly seasoned people, may I say, I don't want to call them old like that. And then it was, like I said, the Gen Z's up in there, you know. But I was so proud to see more of my seasoned, older, you know, people in there, just because it's like, I think they know after the COVID and all these variants and sickness allegedly going around, that they have to build their immune system up and everything else, and stay active.
Girl, you just said a whole mouthful, because I remember back in the day, you get a cold. It's like, all right, I got a cold, you know, you able to function, or at least let's say it knock you down a little bit. You like, all right, you know, I'm gonna be good in about a good 2 days. You're gonna have a real rough day. Right. But then the second day is gonna, you know, start tapering off. Mm-hmm. Now, man, I'm scared to get a cold just as much as I'm scared to get COVID, the flu, pneumonia. Yep. Cause when you get a cold now, that thing latches on and is ridiculous.
About a week or two. Then you're still suffering from the after effects of it.
Yeah. So yeah, that immune system is everything. Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah, that's, I mean, like I said, hey, I'm actually impressed, you know, like I said, with my seasoned people going strong, even in my neighborhood. They out the 6 o'clock in the morning. I said, God dang, if they out there, I need to be out there. But, you know, they coming through. They doing a little matchy matching and cutesy wearing, you know. I don't know how much they really, really doing it, but they end up. You know, they staying active.
But them track suits, they back out right now.
Yeah, they back out. The headbands, they brought the headbands back out, you know. So, yeah. I'm happy for them. Somebody, you know, maybe their children or grandchildren hip them on some stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then I also see that the wearable, you know, technologies, you know, the fit bands and stuff like that is definitely trending.
Yep.
So, you know, to keep track of what you have going on. So if it's walking or you're in the gym, you know, whatever activity you're doing, it's actually keeping track. It's keeping a lot of track of you, your heart rate, your everything.
Everything. Yes. Everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So speaking of moving with that for the technologies, what do you feel about exercising at home versus going to the gym?
You know what? I think everybody needs to know themselves. Mm-hmm. So, like, home, like, it's a struggle. Like, I know for me, it's tough for me to exercise at home, because this is, like, your place of comfort and relaxation,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I have a whole separate room. I turn my office into a gym, so I have, like, a whole separate area.
Right.
So now my thing is, okay, got to make sure my energy is up. Because again, if I'm in the house, that's
you're going to pass by that room.
Right, right. It's because I don't feel like doing nothing. And yeah, I'm going to walk right by that room and not even look in there. But I know I'm also someone who does not like being at the gym. Right. So I need to make sure I get my butt in there. So that's why I say it's a different. If you're someone who does not like being in the gym or are uncomfortable with it, or just don't like the environment, then like work from home, my bad. Working out from home is like it. But mm-hmm. for those who don't like it, then yeah, you gotta hit the gym.
I can see that. You know, with me, it was more, you know, like I said, when COVID hit back in 2019 or something like that. They, you know, of course, you know, I had one of my own, so it shut down. So you had no other choice if you wanted to keep, you know, healthy at the time and some
right.
your immune system, you was working at house. And then that's when the online stuff, mm-hmm. Virtual fitness, that took off like 85%.
Mm-hmm.
So, but now even with me stepping back into the gym, or, you know, now trying to hold classes again, I rather do it where it's not that many people in there, because you just don't know.
Right.
Because, you know, there's no rule about wearing masks anymore. You don't know, mm-hmm. you know, who did any shots and not shots. You don't know. So, like you said, yeah, if you're that person, like I said, and it's always good to get out, you know, to see other people, you know, so you, like you said, don't be walking past that room. Cause I feel you, some days I will walk past this room, but like, nah, you know what? I got to get up. I got to make it happen. I got to self-talk myself.
Mm-hmm.
But definitely, yeah, you know, I feel you. I'm on the same page. But yeah, if I go to the gym, it kind of still has to be with not that many people. Can't be too crowded, because like I said, when it's too crowded, people just in there just looking too cute, taking selfies, you know, you ain't even sweat worth nothing. You just holding up equipment.
Right. Right. And that's the thing. It's like you, when you walk in there, it's like you don't even really feel the whole vibe of, or of, you know, this the hustle spot. It's right. Like, oh, everybody not trying to look cute, mm-hmm. or, you know, so, and plus I still think that is very rude. If I'm on the treadmill doing my thing, right? Mm-hmm, I ain't trying to walk no marathon. I'm doing my thing. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, I think it's extremely rude to get on the treadmill right next to me when there's like 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 more treadmills you could have got on, and then start running backwards and all that crap.
Just doing the most.
And doing the most. And I ain't going to lie, I'm low key hoping that you trip. Because there ain't no reason for all that.
Right, right.
You know?
Right.
Hey, showboating.
Right, yeah, okay. Yeah. Did showboat like 5 more treadmills down, because
right,
you know, really now they got, like I said, a couple gyms that I visit, you know, in my area now, they got look like more treadmills than mm-hmm. you know they still got other equipments and stuff like that, but they improve with more treadmills up in there. So mm-hmm. you know, you're gonna get those people that's gonna do the casual walk, the walking, just to keep up with some cardio.
Yeah.
And then you're going to get the ones in there that's trying to showboat a little bit more. Okay, I get you can do all that, you know, but slide it down 5 more.
Slide it down. Slide
yeah.
it down.
Cause, slide it down 5 more.
Another 5 minutes, I'm going to pour some water over there. Like, get away from me.
Listen, but you know what? Remember when we was at the gym a couple of times, we used to see the, you know, some folks that had on slides.
Girl,
well, now I done seen in the, you know, the couple gyms I've been visiting recently, now we on Crocs
in the gym. See,
I seen a couple seasoned people, then I definitely seen the Gen X's up in there, and I'm like, you know, you don't think you're gonna drop a weight or a trip, you know, because and it's not like the Crocs with the backs, you know, like they have the strap. It's like the Croc with no strap on the back.
But you just sliding in.
You just slide in like some, yeah.
Still slide.
Yeah. So I'm like, oh, okay, all right, you know, hey, I'm gonna say nothing. I'm gonna mind my business over here.
right.
But yeah, some of them, you know, now, you know, you got the ones that know they coming in there for the gym. They got on proper attire, mm-hmm. and tennis shoes, or, you know, proper shoes to wear. But yeah, some I've been seeing, like I said, in the recent gyms I've been at, you know, the last week or so, Crocs with no backs.
Mm-mm.
I said, okay.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, so, you know, shout out to them, you know, hopefully this don't drop nothing on your foot or trip and fall off them treadmills.
Right, it's like, what did you come for? Like, did you come to the gym to be comfy? Like, that's just...
Maybe they said they tried to squeeze in a workout, but they didn't... They forgot the shoes.
They forgot the shoes.
They left
shoes.
They forgot the shoes. But at least they in there.
You know what? You right. Hey.
They in there. They said they going to do a little bit, but at least they in there. So, I got to give them that. But that's nowadays, the memberships are running from $40 to $70 a month, depending on the locations.
Not even including the activation fee.
That's and true. Then
the once a year.
Yeah.
On no names. The once a year fee that you don't even tell us when it's going to come out.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're going to take it when we feel like taking it.
Mm-hmm.
Got it.
Yeah,
ridiculous.
Yeah, it depends on the, like I said, the location. And yeah, at base price, you working with either $480 or $80 or $840 a year. So, you know, if you are planning on going to the gym, like I said, hey, there is other activities out there. We're not saying don't go or not exercise or work out, you know. Just, you know, pick and choose where, you know, you can go that's going to be affordable for you and it's going to fit in your budget.
Right.
So, like you said, because if you're going to pay that, you better make use of all they stuff they got up in there.
Yeah.
Definitely. Yeah.
Don't waste your money.
Right.
Don't get it just to say that you got it.
And hold the keychain.
Right. Like, nah, don't be wearing the shirt. You know.
Getting all the apparel. You ain't been in the gym yet.
Them be the ones that walk in, do the little selfie, be in there for like 5 minutes and walk on out.
Right.
You know,
right.
Like, just like, just save your money if that's the thing. You know, be true to yourself.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go. And that, at the end of all of this, you know, at the end of the day, it's still attainable goal. a realistic goal, and we talked about this for years, you know, to just be real, like you said, be real with yourself.
Yep.
And definitely, you know, do a goal that you know you're going to do.
Yep.
Or, you know, if we got to improve on the fitness, since that's the number one thing for this year. Yeah, this, hey, look, I know I got 15, 20 minutes I can set to the side.
Yep.
Every day or every other day or three times a week. I even went out and got a whole calendar, you know, just for my fitness room. So I mark off, you know, how many times I'm in my room.
Nice.
You know, and I got all the, you know, whistles and bells, the dumbbells and stuff like, you know, because, you know, I still do the online for people. So there's really no excuse. And like I said, during COVID and all these sales that we done had from Christmas, Black Fridays and everything else, it's a whole bunch of exercise from bands, dumbbells, you name it, they got it.
Yep.
$5 and below.
Yep.
So there's no excuse that you can't say you can't find anything health and wellness and exercise wise. You know, so whether you in your home or you even outside in your front yard or wherever you want to be or outside in a park or even go to the gym, you know, there's no excuse. You know, you just got to, like I said, find that balance, that health and wellness balance, you know, for this year.
Yep. Find and balance.
Find improve.
Your purpose.
Right. Why that was an episode last year. Yeah, like I said, but definitely again, this is, you know, Coach Vita, and I definitely want to say thank you for, you know, jump back on for the 2024.
Yes.
And like I said, always, you know, find your health, find your balance for 2024, you know, find your purpose. Let's get that stress under control. Let's make sure we not the, you know, we got to definitely keep an eye on our mental health. Like I said, meditation and yoga is still in play.
Yep.
That's still in play a lot as well. So, yeah, it's just one of those things. I just believe, hopefully, you know, like I said, where we at, we definitely going to take it seriously.
Yeah.
And we won't see, you know, as many passing away of people as what we saw, you know, in the last couple years or so.
Man, you ain't joking.
So.
You ain't joking.
Any last words for you? And where can they find you at?
Well, you know, you always can find me on Facebook, IG, Inimitable Images. Also have inimitableimages.com. You can check me out, graphic design, anything that you need. I guess the last thing that I would say is I know a lot of people, or at least a lot of people in my circle. I was very proud because a lot of the, they didn't even really call them like New Year resolutions, but, you know, focusing on their career.
Okay.
Either whether or not they're going to change or they're going to focus on their entrepreneurship.
Okay.
But everybody in my circle got some type of side hustle that we doing.
Okay.
So, like, there's been like a lot of shift and focus on that. And I think that that's a really positive as well. In addition to the fitness side is, you know, just making sure you're happy in what you're doing.
Right.
That makes a tremendous, tremendous impact on you day to day.
Yes, definitely. And like you said, actually, February is the month for self-love, self-care, as well as Valentine's. So, you know, really, January is where you want to start. You know, me personally, I always tell people you shouldn't start way back in October.
Right.
But, you know, if there's something brand new to you, as always, you know, at least you're going to get up and do something in this mindset and make that change.
Yep.
And that's all it is. This, you know, you changing your mindset to actually want to start and even change, like you said, in your career, your job, your entrepreneur, even in, like I said, your health and wellness, personal lifestyle. So definitely. So my name is Coach Vita with OnQ Fitness, OnQ LLC. And you can find me on IG, Coach Vita, but it's CoachVita. And don't forget to rock the OnQ Fitness apparel.
Yes.
OnQ Fitness.shop. Right now I got a sale going on. And I got a code you can use, NY24. It's cold outside, so I definitely got hoodies and sweatshirts up there for you. And like, again, I appreciate every supporter, listener, from day one, phase one. And now, like I said, we're back and we will be continuing to bring you even more health, wellness, and tips from Coach Vita Podcast. Y'all have a good night.
Stay good, y'all.
All right.